OBS 2.
And
start. Stop recording.
This is recording. Hey everyone, welcome to this demo of what the hell is this game called?
They'll Come From the Moon.
They'll
Come From the Moon. And as you can tell, I'm joined by a bunch of people because they wanted to join me. Hopefully, it won't get too chaotic in here. You've got Bryant, Rich, and McKenna.
Yep. Hey, everybody.
So, yeah, they...
Hey, nice to meet everyone.
Yep.
I've been on recording before.
Oh, yeah.
So, I'm not new.
They know everyone, pretty much everyone who follows the channel knows you.
I think so, at this point.
I'm new.
Yep.
McKenna, I'm new to joining.
Yeah, she found me about... less than a month ago. Yeah.
On your Q&A stream, I think you said, right?
Yep. All
right. I found you through Seth. He mentioned your channel, and then...
Aha. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Well, he introduced me to Mac Alex and the NSA.
Oh, jeez.
And I watched the rest of your stuff.
Oh, jeez. Yes, all these people found me through YouTube. Well, except for Bryant. I found Bryant on RS Monopoly, but that's a whole different thing entirely. All right, I guess I'm gonna play this. They just wanted to join and I guess observe. This is made by the same guy who did Captain Dynamite and the Fallen Hero. I presume he may come up with that game at some point. I guess we'll find out.
He's been pretty active on the forum recently, so.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know how long this game is. I've heard it's not very long, but it's in that same style. So I'm going to go ahead and launch this. I'm playing this on the GPD Win, which should be a little interesting. Let me hit enter here, and it should run. And sorry about the pop. That's the sound card on that computer.
They'll Come From the Moon. Configuration dialogue. Not screen resolution. Listening to dialogue.
Yep.
Tap control. Quit button.
So when this opens, it's got some kind of a screen with things to set your graphics. I think this has graphics. I don't know.
Very simple graphics.
Okay. Obviously.
Can you play this, Rich?
Huh?
Have you played this?
Yes, I have.
Ah. Mm. Well, then you're... Yeah.
Do you have enough vision where you can tell what the graphics are?
It looks like the people... Just like the people talking, really, and it shows some icons, and that's about it.
Okay. Mm. That's good to know.
Play. Quit button. Tab control. Graphics tab selected.
Yeah. There's a input tab bar with some stuff. I don't think you really have to worry about it.
Quit button. Play.
I'm just going to hit play.
Unless
somewhere
you're a
in there, you
user.
Can apparently control, like, change your inputs, but I haven't really messed with it.
Yeah, I'm just going to use the keyboard controls, which I think, speaking of that, up, down, left, and right are your directional buttons. Shift is, I think that's for egg, isn't it? And then control is for rock.
Yep.
I think that's all that you really need to know. Up and down move in the menus. Enter chooses things. There might be more. I forget. But yeah, let's go ahead and
play button focused.
Play Press. This.
They'll Come From the Moon.
If it'll load.
Developed by Sound Rascal.
Yeah, there we go.
Featuring the work of Andrew P. Billick, Chad Sider, and friends.
Okay.
Soundtrack.
Main menu. Heading. Play. Button.
Yeah. Hopefully the volume is okay. It sounds okay on my end.
It's good here.
Settings.
Yeah.
So yeah. You've got play settings.
Credits.
And I think that's it.
Settings. Button.
In the settings, you've got.
Settings. Heading. No fail mode. Off.
No fail mode. I think this means that you won't fail. But I'm gonna leave that off.
Main
and hit escape.
Setting, play.
So I guess I'm going to start this, and there's quite a lengthy intro scene, so I'll just let that play.
Difficulty select. Heading. Normal. Button.
Oh, yeah. So we choose normal.
Scene select. Heading. Act 1. The narrator's tale. Button.
Oh, and I think because I've already played this...
Act 2. New scene. Button.
It lets you choose the act. Go with Act 1.
Let's go.
And one. Here we go.
Gameplay is in Act 2. Skip ahead if you wish, or stick around and enjoy the show.
It'll play eventually.
Yeah.
Right now.
Oh, hello.
Oops, sorry, that's the. Oh, shit.
Let me tell you the tale of the boy and the moon and that night.
Yeah, hold on.
Now's the time. Listen close while I regale. I promise it won't be too much of a fright.
But
wait, I need your assistance, you see. I need you to keep time for the show. Can you tap,
Hold on.
To the beat, pretty please? Oh, good.
Let me try something real quick. I'm gonna... And this is where I shouldn't have done this, because it's glitching like hell. Oh, there we go.
That's better.
Look to the moon, he heard a voice say, while walking home from school. Look to the moon, the voice continued to say. Doesn't it look quite different today? Tommy, our hero, a wonderful lad, was plagued by this voice in his head. The moon, yes, the moon. It was driving him mad. The voice kept repeating it, day after day. But then, just like that, something changed, something bad. Oh, Tommy, he heard something new. Once again, the same voice. It filled his poor head. But this time, a warning. Could it really be true? Save the day.
Yeah, this story is really weird.
Yeah.
And that is a very creaky chair. Damn.
He took it to heart.
Yeah, I know.
Tommy felt danger would appear soon. Then he did what he knew had to be his part. He told everyone he met of the voice and the moon. Of course, he was laughed at or a cause for concern. Did poor Tommy get hit in the head? The moon, silly boy, he's got a lot to learn. Yet soon words would echo in the people's heads. They'll come from the moon. People heard this with fright. Tommy was alone no more. They'll come from the moon. It will happen tonight. Don't be caught off guard. Will the people unite?
This goes on for quite a while.
No longer just Tommy. Almost the whole town. They heard the voice as clear as day. Where did it come from? Why is this happening now? Could they ignore it? Should they all run away? But no, they decided they would not be scared. The townsfolk would face this head on. They gathered that evening, near the town square and turned their gaze upward to the moonlight above.
I heard this soundtrack.
The hour had come. The chess piece.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Early that fateful night.
I bought the soundtrack too. Come.
The full moon shone bright. Then the people were frozen, entranced by the light.
Sorry, I'm trying not to talk over it.
So we've nearly reached the end of our spooky tale. Of course, nothing actually came from the moon. But all those people standing there became petrified. They couldn't move. How curious. But they were still staring intently at the moon, so bright, so vivid. Actually, much like the moon tonight. Can you see it out your window? It's outside mine. Let me turn to see. How fascinating. How captivating. I can see how a person might be entranced by this moon. I can see indeed. I can... What is this? What's happening to me? Why can't I turn away? Why can't... I can't move at all. This can't be happening to me. It's just a story. No! Let me go! Let me go!
Yeah, I wasn't trying to talk.
1 minute earlier. But... Hey, Dennis.
Oh,
Dennis,
shit. Really?
Take off your headphones.
What?
Just look at
the sound card in this thing is glitchy as hell. Sorry.
They've finally gone mad.
Oh, hell.
Like, what are they doing? Look, they're just looking up at the moon?
That's why I didn't want to do it like this.
Dano?
Listen, if we're going to egg some houses tonight, now's our chance.
Oh, crap.
Let's get going before... Hold on. Look down there, coming toward the crowd. Do you see those things? What in the fresh heck is going on?
Dunno.
Oh, yeah. I'm so glad I keep you around, Dennis. Why don't you...
Maybe it's zombies.
Zombies? And those people are just standing still getting eaten? I hate all of them, but we have to do something. I have an idea. Here, throw this egg as hard as you can. At a person.
Not a zombie?
No, a person. In the head. Do it.
Oh, hey, I can move. Thank you.
I did it.
Yeah. I can't believe that worked. We're lucky we have all these eggs. We'll throw eggs at the people and something harder at the zombies. I'll tell you what to throw and where. Follow my lead, timing and all. You'll have to keep up.
Okay.
Up. Up. Egg. Egg.
Up. Up. Egg. Egg.
Down. Down. Rock. Rock. Rock.
Down. Down. Rock. Rock. Rock.
Left. Left. Rock. Rock.
Left. Left. Rock. Rock.
Right. Right. Egg. Egg. Rock.
Right. Right. Rock.
Whoops.
Rock. Egg. Down, down, down.
Down, down, down.
Whoops.
Egg. Rock, rock. Up, up, up.
Egg. Rock. Up.
Ah, damn it.
Round 1, Green D. Score 5,825.
It's a lot of zombies.
Yikes. I'm glad one of us can throw. Egg, egg. Left, left.
Egg, egg. Left, left.
Egg, egg. Right, right. Rock.
Egg, egg. Right, right. Rock.
Up, up. Egg. Rock.
Up, up. Egg.
Down, down. Rock, rock. Egg.
Down, down. Rock, rock. Egg.
Egg, rock. Egg. Left, left.
Egg, rock. Egg. Left.
Rock, egg, right, right, right.
Rock, egg, right, right.
Up, up, egg, egg, rock.
Up, up.
Crap.
Round 2, playing C. Score 7,300.
I'm not the greatest at this.
We're doing it.
This is really working. People are getting away. Keep at it. Egg, rock, up, up, up.
Egg, rock, up, up, up.
Rock, rock, egg, egg, down, down.
Down.
Shit.
Egg, egg, right. Rock, rock.
Egg, egg, right. Rock.
I'm not cut out for this.
I know you can do it from the beginning. With practice.
So that's the thing I don't like about this is, yeah, if you mess it up, you have to start over. How long is this game?
Not very long.
Really?
I think he said on the forum it's like 12 minutes of playtime.
Whoa. Okay.
Yeah. I didn't time it, but it's really not long.
Let me try this again. See, the problem I have is trying to keep in rhythm, but as you can tell, it's very similar to Captain Dynamite.
You could always, if you want to see what the story's like, you could always try in no fail mode for the first time, and then just to get the pattern stuff, and then,
you know, I can try that just to speed this up. It does take away the challenge, but, can I hit escape?
I'll tell you
oh,
what.
Oh, crap.
Paused. Continue.
Button. Ah.
Retry. Button. Quit. Button.
So, if you hit escape, that will pause the game. I'm gonna turn on no fail, because I guess I might as well show you what that's like.
Main menu. Settings. Credits. Button. Setting. Settings. Heading. No fail mode. Off. On.
I don't know why that needed an options menu. That's the only thing in there.
Main set play button. So I assume this keeps you from failing even if you mess up the sequences. I guess we'll find out.
That's what I wanted to find out also.
Okay. So how let me
difficulty works. Select heading normal.
We'll do normal.
Scene select heading act one. The narrator.
Wait, is my button. Audio acting weird?
Little bit. It's not too bad, though.
Yeah.
Okay, now it just...
Oh, shit. Oh. This is why cool. I didn't want to use this.
Before.
Hold on.
Oh.
Yeah, sorry. I didn't want to do it like this. I really didn't. But I don't really have another great way to record with a whole bunch of people without having it loop back like crazy.
10:46 p.m.
You have multiple channels on here.
Not very many.
Mixer, right?
Not very many. Which is why I didn't want to.
Yeah, it's fine right now.
Okay, I think we're okay. So this time I should be able to play it and not fail.
Let's go. Act 1.
And you can hit F1, I think, to
game
skip.
Plays in Act 2. Skip ahead of.
With
so we've nearly reached F1. End of our spooky tale. Of
Wait.
Course. Nothing.
Actually, let me do this.
Main menu settings. Play.
Let's do.
Scene. Act 2.
Act 2.
Let's go. Act 2. 1 minute earlier.
Wait, you're
hey,
skipping.
Dennis!
Yeah, I'm
Take
skipping.
Off your head. I'll tell you what to throw.
There we go.
And then
you hit.
Lead, timing and all.
F1.
Keep up.
Okay.
Up. Up. Egg. Egg.
Up. Up.
Oh.
Egg.
Down. Down. Rock. Rock. Rock.
Down. Down. Rock. Rock. Rock.
Left. Left. Rock. Rock.
Left. Left. Rock. Rock.
Right. Right. Egg. Egg. Rock.
Right. Right. Egg. Egg. Rock.
Rock. Egg. Down. Down. Down.
Rock. Egg. Down. Down. Down.
Egg. Rock, rock, up, up, up.
Egg, rock, up, up, up.
Round 1, play B, score 8,150.
Well, I guess I won't fail.
It's a lot of zombies.
Yikes. I'm glad one of us can throw. Egg, egg. Left, left.
Egg, egg. Left, left.
Egg, egg. Right, right. Rock.
Egg, egg. Right, right. Rock.
Up. Up. Egg. Rock.
Up. Up. Egg.
Down. Down.
rock, rock, egg.
Down, down, rock, rock, egg.
Egg, rock, egg. Left, left.
Egg, rock, egg. Left, left.
Rock, egg. Right, right, right.
Rock, egg. Right, right, right.
Up, up. Egg, egg, rock.
Up, up. Egg, egg.
Ah. Round 2, plate B, score 9,650.
We're doing it!
This is really working! People are getting away! Keep at it! Egg, rock, up, up, up.
Up, up, up.
Ah.
Rock, rock, egg, egg, down, down.
Rock, rock, egg, egg, down.
Egg, egg, right. Rock, rock.
Egg, egg, right. Rock, rock.
Rock, rock, left. Egg, egg.
Left. Egg, egg.
Oops, I hit the wrong one.
Right, right. Left, left. Rock.
Right, right. Left, left. Rock.
Down, down. Up, up. Rock.
Down, down. Up, up. Rock.
Egg, rock, egg. Left, left, egg.
Egg, rock, egg. Left, left, egg.
Rock, rock, down, down, egg, rock, egg.
Rock, rock, down, down, egg, rock.
Whoops.
Round 3, Ring Kev, score 0. Overall, Ring Kev, score 0.
Whoa.
The zombies are going away.
But they're not really leaving. See where they're headed? That house on the hill.
My creatures, my children, fall back. We must regroup. This did not go as planned. Oh, hello. An audience. Surprised to see me?
It's you. I always knew you were a creep, but this is insane. What the heck, man?
Look to the moon. It was me all along. I planted those words in Tommy's brain. Look to the moon. He was such a good pawn. Then you two fools, you got in the way. My children were meant to feast tonight on captive prey. They're so young. This was supposed to be stress-free for them. And you ruined it. But no matter. They will feed tonight regardless.
Ah, crap.
Prepare yourselves.
To be continued.
That's it?
Yep.
To be continued.
I told you this thing wasn't very long.
Wow.
Yeah. Something I actually didn't notice in my initial playthrough.
Yeah, I'm going to cancel out of here. So,
heading. Settings.
Let me close it with escape.
Windows. Item.
Yeah, so that's, I guess that's the game. Sorry about the audio glitches. That's my GPD win. Not the game. Let me actually unplug this. That's the game. It's not bad. I didn't think it'd be that short.
It's a neat concept.
Oh, yeah.
And what confused me, though, was our main character was supposed to be Tommy. She's talking to a Dennis, and then he said gave something to a Tommy. So, like, who are we working with here?
Yeah, I don't get it. I guess it was worth $5, though. It's just that was really, really short.
So there's going to be more.
I presume so.
It sounds like.
I hope so.
Just that was
my thing. This is a really cool concept. I do wish that there were a little more sound effects, particularly for the zombie part. I wish that the zombies had like sound effects to them.
Yeah.
When you were. You know. Actually. Fighting them, but yeah. I think it's a really interesting concept.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Like I said, it's definitely.
I hope it gets continued.
I do too.
And another thing that I feel like, both for the zombies and for the people, I feel like there should be, like, when you actually impact, like, with a rock to the zombie or an egg, to hitting hitting the person with an egg, there should be a sound. There should be sound effects for when you hit the person with the egg or hit the zombie.
I agree.
With the rock, yeah. There should be some sort of like somebody growling out or.
Yep.
Screaming or like zombie getting attacked, like they should have a growl.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Or a scream.
Even Captain Dynamite then does you a would, sound when you.
Because I feel like that puts a little bit more of a perspective of, that attack works. Whereas if you did the wrong combination, it wouldn't work or whatever. Like either. When you do you do the correct sequence, you would get a sound effect of like the egg hitting the person, yeah. Or the egg like hitting the zombie, compounding with the zombie. But if you don't do the sequence right, maybe you could just make a little fly noise or something, like the egg flies over the person's head. Or
yep.
Rock. Yeah. Flies over the zombie's head.
Exactly. Yeah, no, I mean, it's not perfect, but it's a neat idea, and I hope it continues. And sorry about that. I think that's a phone on my end somewhere, if you can hear that very faintly in the background. Yeah, no, like I said, it's not a bad concept at all, and Captain Dynamite, he's supposed to release it, maybe. I don't know. He said he's going to, but we'll see. I
think 2023 is when he's hoping for.
Maybe.
But, well, for a while, every year, coming out 2021, coming out 2022.
Yeah.
He put a thing in his forum topic, though, when he's like, you know, I realized that I shouldn't keep putting that, so I'm not going to put a release share on the site anymore.
Yep.
Another thing I like, too, is how it kind of gives you, like, the accuracy. It seems like it's kind of like an accuracy score. I do kind of like that, and how it shows your score every round. Because, like, the Captain Dynamite demo didn't really do that.
No.
Oh, well, one of the things I think needs to be changed, especially when the game gets longer, is I don't think it should have you have to start the game completely over when you mess up.
Yeah,
I hope that gets addressed, because if it gets longer, it's going to be annoying to have to.
Yes.
And I feel like that might make less customers, to be honest. Like, if they make it so you have to start all over again, at least in my opinion, for me, I wouldn't do that. I would probably just give up. After a while, if it kept on making me having to restart the whole thing over,
yeah. Oh yeah,
I would probably be like, you know what? I don't care. I don't like this very much. I'm not going to be wasting my time if I have to keep starting over, keep losing my progress. No,
yep. Either that or some sort of save feature, where you can save before you attempt. Another sequence.
Well, yeah. My thought is it should.
Or like if there's like checkpoints,
right?
Save points within the game. Like if you have it do a certain amount of sequences correctly, then it could do a little like beep, like a little beep sound, or a save point or a checkpoint, and then once you fail, you just start off at that save point.
Oh yeah. Well, yeah. I think in Captain Dynamite, it saved at the end of each sequence, so that if you failed, you had to start over at the next scene. I definitely think that would help here too. But no, I mean it's not a bad concept, not at all. like I said, it'll be interesting to find out what might happen down the road. And again, I'm sorry about the audio. That was not the game. That was my computer acting weird. So
why does it do that?
I think it's the sound drivers. I don't know. I was using a GPD Win, so yeah. Not perfect.
And then another thing, hopefully the developer somehow comes across this video because and is able to hear some of our suggestions for the game, to make the game better. I mean, obviously, if there's ways to contact the developer, everybody can put in a suggestion. That's not guaranteed that feature is going to be added or not added. It's just you put in a request or you verbally say, I would like this to happen. And then you have to wait and see what the developer decides. Can't really make the decision for them.
And keep in mind what we're saying. The game is very early.
Very early.
I don't...
It came out today, I think. So?
A couple days ago.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
Saturday?
Yeah, it's very Friday, recent. Saturday. Yeah, it's very recent. So he might fix things. Also, I didn't mention this, but this game will be available on iOS at some point. So I will put links to the...
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I'll put links to the version on Windows on itch.io, and then when the iOS version comes out, I will put the link to that as well in
this
the App Store.
This may be a game I prefer to play on PC, but...
Yeah. I don't know how the controls would work. I assume you'd use different gestures or taps. I'm not quite sure.
Yeah, I was going to say sides of the screen.
Oh, really?
When the iOS version does come out, are you going to be also demoing the iOS version so people can see the difference from the PC version and the iOS version so people can kind of know which one they prefer?
I guess I could.
My thing is, like, the game's going to be the same other than the different gestures you use.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's not strictly necessary.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that you have to. I was just, like, giving a suggestion.
Oh, yeah.
Just so that way people get confused, like, wait, what gesture am I supposed to use for rock, or what gesture am I supposed to use for egg in the iOS version?
Well,
if they had somebody that was able to play the iOS version and kind of explain the gestures, maybe that might take away some confusion. That's all I was
That, and I would say too, I think the last thing that would help this game is if it provided the controls inside of the program. That would be handy because you have to know them, and you can get them off of the page where you buy it, but yeah, that would be helpful to have it in the actual program.
Either give me a control.
Yeah, like if they added some sort of tutorial. If they added some sort of like learn gestures or learn key commands, or if they just before you start the story, if there's an option that they could put in where it'll ask you, oh, do you want to do a tutorial? And then say yes or no.
Yeah.
Then people can be able to play the actual story mode and not have to fail 500 times trying to figure out what keys to push at what at what point.
I agree.
If they don't do that on the PC version, just put a README in the game's directory.
Yeah. That would help. And just like, maybe you should go read this file because it will give you instructions. Yeah, that would be very helpful too. But yeah, I guess that's about it. I guess I'm going to stop this unless you guys have anything else that you want to talk about. I think
we've hit all the main points.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
All right. Well, I hope you guys enjoy this insanity.
You mentioned this game is $4, right?
It's $3 or $4. I paid $5. I also bought the soundtrack for about $5. So if you go to the page to buy it, you can get the soundtrack too.
That's another thing I want to say. The soundtrack is very good.
Yes.
I think.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, I liked the music.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They put a link to it on the forum too, if you check the forum. So.
Yep, it's on audiogames.net.
Was the soundtrack for Captain Dynamite good?
Yes.
Yes,
actually. Mm-hmm.
Oh, and then another thing that I just wanted to put out is that, like, it is like a memory. It's like a memory game, kind of like a Simon Says kind of thing, where you have to follow the directions and follow the beat.
Yes.
And certain people, if they don't like assignment or they don't like memory games, then this might not be the game for them. It might be might not be their cup of tea. But
oh yeah,
because everybody has certain games that they play more than others. I just want to kind of, you know, throw that out there, is if you don't really like memory games, this might not be the game that you want to buy, because it is memory.
Well, and that's why I make this channel, right? So I put all this out there. If people like it, they like it. If they don't, they don't. And if you listen to this and you like it, great. If you don't, that's okay too. So hey, I mean, that's totally up to you. I think it was worth the money. Hopefully it continues in the future. I suppose only time will tell, but yeah, I guess that's about it. I'm gonna turn this off before it gets really, 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 really long. So yeah, I hope you guys have enjoyed. Let me see here.
Chris's sir, OBS 2, OBS, start virtual, stop recording, check.
Yep, I'm gonna stop the recording. You guys take care.